Incidentally, since I brought up the Ten Commandments, there's another one that really I find interesting, is that most Christians violate one of them regularly, every week, in fact. What is the Fourth Commandment? Honor the Sabbath.
Yeah.
I always ask, what are you doing to honor the Sabbath? He said, well, I go to church.
It's getting in your car.
Go to church. Said, well, I go on Sunday. Sunday?
That's
Sunday's not the Sabbath. It's Saturday. God rested on the seventh day, not the first, my friend.
Exactly, yep.
And in effect, what they're doing is they are avoiding or ignoring the Ten Commandments, or at least one of them, on a regular basis. They're violating one of the Ten Commandments. And that applies to virtually all of Christianity, except for a few churches.
I see them.
Seventh Day Adventist.
I see them violating the thou shalt not have any graven images quite an awful bit.
Oh, yeah. Catholics are big on that one.
Right.
Jesus himself even violates commandments constantly. Working on a Sabbath by stealing and picking corn. There's two commandments right there he committed and bad actions against. And he also lied a couple of times. And
a couple.
Yeah, more. Okay, so I downplayed it a little bit because I was trying to keep things simple. But if you want to get technical, yeah, he lied a whole junkload of times.
Got it. A good example is. One of the prophecy in Matthew 12:40 says, as far as Jonas was 3 days and two nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and two nights in the heart of the earth. The prophecy is that Jesus was supposed to die and be buried and stay in the earth 3 days and two nights, just as Jonah was in the whale 3 days and two nights.
Hmm.
The fact is, he died sometime on a Friday afternoon and was raised sometime on a Saturday night or Sunday morning. And you can't stretch.
Can't stretch that
Friday
time,
afternoon to Sunday morning to 3 days and three nights. I don't care how you do it. Now,
so they made
one
short
of the favorite comebacks on that is, well, any part of the day is a full day. So it's part of Friday, all of Saturday, and part of Sunday.
Mm.
I say, okay, what do you do about three nights?
Right, exactly.
And that's a false prophecy. It's blatant and obvious. Another one is that when he says there'd be some standing here shall not taste of death, shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. If they all died, they didn't see it coming.
Right.
That was a lie. He said that the orchard seed was the smallest, mustard seed was the smallest of all seeds, and it's not. It's the orchard seed is much smaller. I mean, I could, just go down. I got an entire two chapters on the false. In fact, Jesus has the distinction of being the most inaccurate prophet in the entire Bible. He made more false prophecies than anybody.
I like when he says.
And also making more false statements, I might add. His track record is abysmal.
Oh, yeah. He says the cock will crow three times and it only crows twice.
Exactly.
He says, I won't be going to the wedding, and then he ends up going anyway in Cana.
Right. Yep, he lied to him.
He goes there secretly there.
Come on, guys. He's Jesus. He's allowed to change his mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. God can repent. Don't forget that in Genesis, man.
Yep.